presented with no static at all. This is America's Classic Radio Audio Museum.
Your number one for classic radio listening.
Airchecks.com.
From the center of the Aircheck universe, this is Big Apple Airchecks, New York.
We're your morning tribe. Todd and Jade in the morning.
WPLJ-FM HD1 New York on Cumulus Station.
95.5 PLJ.
Hey, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Fake news.
What we've learned about fake over the last little while.
Fake news.
We are fighting the fake news.
Fake. Todd and Jade in the mornings. Fake news or real news?
Fake news.
Very fake news.
Bill, every time we play that, I tell you it's backwards.
Yeah.
But you never fixed that.
Wait, now it doesn't matter.
Next week I'll get it.
Wait, which part is backwards?
Well, it's real news or fake news, and on the thing it says fake news or real news.
Oh.
It's backwards. Next week, Todd, we'll get it fixed.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah. Jesus will fix it. Why don't you pray about it?
Yep. I always pray on it. Megan, good morning.
Maybe that's how this happened.
Good morning, guys. I love you guys. You guys are the best.
Aww.
My husband and I have been listening to you guys forever. Honestly, we're truly going to miss you. You guys are number one princess on our radio. I don't know what I'm going to do without you guys, but, you know, I'll stay in touch. But good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, well, then she should do well in this game.
Yeah, I hope you can win this. So the deal is, with this version, we're going to read you a fun fact about our show. And then you have to tell if it's real news or fake news. And you have to say it like that. Fake news. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Got it.
All right.
All right, I'm going to kick things off here.
Sure.
All right, you got to get 2 out of 3 to win. All right, here we go. Annie failed her driving test twice before passing on her third try. Is that real news or fake news?
Real news.
That's right.
Annie, why don't you do the next one?
Oh, jeez.
You gotta be prepared over there.
I didn't know you were gonna...
Oh, jeez.
I got it.
Well, I don't want to read a question about me.
Yeah, okay. Todd's grandson's first word was dada. Is that real news or fake news?
I'm gonna go with fake news.
That is fake news.
Right.
It was mama.
What a good boy, too. Charlie Todd, good boy, saying mama first.
Yeah, she won, Megan. And here's the thing. So we don't know how we're going to get you a prize, but we're going to put you on hold.
That's right.
And then maybe you'll get a prize. But I think just the idea of you calling in is probably a prize, right?
Absolutely. I love the satisfaction of winning on your show. I've heard from you guys before, so I'm excited. If I get the
Hang on a second. So we're...
Go ahead, Todd.
Let me see if I understand.
Go ahead.
So we're doing a contest here, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And we got... So you can win a prize.
Right.
And then that's where you usually come on and give them a prize.
Right.
And now what we're telling them is we have any prizes.
Well, we do have them, but we don't know if the promotions department will exist.
Yes. What doesn't now, does it?
Right. To deliver the prize.
So yeah, that's a thing, Todd.
I think there's a couple people left.
Do you like me to deliver them, guys? I'll have plenty of time.
Yes, Annie.
I'll deliver this bottle of bourbon.
Annie will show up to your house.
Yeah, just make me lunch.
With your tropical smoothie gift card.
Yes.
Okay, you realize you're volunteering to deliver the prizes.
I know.
Right?
My father always said, never volunteer for nothing.
Oh,
but
Todd,
here I did it.
Glen Cove. Megan's from Glen Cove. That's a quick little drive from Poughkeepsie.
Oh, perfect, Annie. You're on the LIE for 3 hours and you're there.
Why are you going to pick the furthest one, Bug?
She won.
She's the one who just won.
Oh,
what's she supposed to do about it?
Tell her to move.
Megan.
You don't like it, move.
Todd, only people from the Hudson Valley call in now.
Yes.
And we'll send her to Liberty Science Center, which is a four-hour ride for her.
Andy's going
to
be driving that Wienermobile around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. John in Floral Park. Good morning, John.
Johnny.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey.
The win.
Hey, listen, if I win, Annie, I work at LaGuardia. You can just bring your tickets with you the next time.
Perfect. And put my butt on a flight to Jamaica.
That's perfect.
Shoot over right from Glen Cove.
Yeah.
Be fine. Make a day of it.
All right,
here we go. Jade and Annie had to clean Monk's apartment after losing an Oscars bet. Is that real news or fake news?
Doesn't sound familiar. I'm going to go with fake news.
That is correct.
Right. Yeah, that was fake news. I'm remember that? Monk and I had to dress up like
French maids.
Like French maids and go clean Annie's apartment, which was so dirty, by the way.
Hey, it wasn't that bad.
I was trying to fake clean it, and Annie was like, no, you have to really clean it.
And the problem is, it was like the size of a shoebox, and it still took us forever to clean it because it was so
The hair.
Disgustingly
the matcha
filthy.
Mess. Remember
Monk
matcha
still
tea?
Has the outfit. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Put it on for my wife every once
in
a while.
Listen, he looked damn good, though, in that French maid
Thank
outfit.
You.
Great
Thank
legs
you
on you.
I appreciate you.
I mean that with all due respect.
Disturbing. All right, here we go, John. One more, John.
All right. So Annie once helped the police solve a crime in her neighborhood. Is that real news or fake news?
That's real news.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
We got
another
winner.
Yeah, nice. We don't know what you got, John, but
or
you're a
how
winner.
You get it.
All right, listen, as long as I'm part of the end of this thing, I'm just riding it with you.
Aww.
There you go.
That's really the attitude we need for this, to be honest with you.
Really, there is no other attitude to have. So if you want to participate and you think you're going to win something, you ain't. We'll just say right now, you ain't. You're just playing for the love of the game.
Can we talk about the crime, though, since we're reliving memories?
Yeah.
I know I keep stopping for this, but I'm enjoying it. Just all the memories. But which crime was it? The guy with the bridge that threw the thing off the bridge and got your apartment?
No, the first was the bridge one. The other one was the guy that broke into the house across the street and I called 411 instead of 911.
Right.
And then I did call 911. The police dogs came and they found him in the attic with stolen stuff from all over the property.
That's good. Also, you've been a superhero twice then.
Twice.
But you also, if you recall, Andy, the guy had dropped evidence and you went after the cops to say,
that was the other one. That was
the
guy threw the evidence over the bridge and then
the police call,
yeah,
right?
And I told him, hey, that's evidence. And then the trooper showed me. He's like, he threw a hat over. That's evidence. I was like, hey, that was my line.
Yeah.
I broke this case.
And he's a vigilante. That's what you're going to be doing with this station.
I broke this case.
I broke this case. That is my evidence.
That's funny. Let's squeeze one more in here. Donna, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
I'm going to miss all you guys. I've won before, so.
Aww.
Well, you don't win this time. Even if you win, you don't you don't have anything, really.
That's okay. At least I get to say goodbye.
Aww. Love of the game, baby. Love of the game.
Aww. All right. We're starting off with the... Yeah. Okay, here we go. Todd kicked a football over the Madison Square Garden marquee. Is that real news or fake news?
Mm, I'm going to have to go with fake news.
Come on!
Oh, that was such a good memory!
Oh, that is real news, and I smashed it.
You did.
That was impressive.
I practiced, too. That was when I first got here, and we were doing it for it was like for Super Bowl?
Super Bowl, yeah.
So we went outside, because we're right here at 2 Penn, right by the garden, and we went out to try to like have this contest to see who could kick the football the furthest, right?
Over the marquee.
To see who could get it over the marquee. I think I hit it, and then we ran.
You weren't even close.
No.
Your ball went side. And what I love about that is the trash talking. It's like, I used to play football. I kick a ball. I know how. I'm like this. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
Todd, don't let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Yeah,
all right?
Okay.
I think I kicked it and it never left the ground, to be honest. I think it went to the right.
It went sideways.
And I'm like, laces out!
We're lucky we didn't get sued for that one.
I know.
I know security was chasing us and then we run right back into our own building. Like, they aren't going to find us.
We have video of that.
Yeah, it's online. You can go to our Instagram. It's on there, yeah.
Yep.
All right, so you got that one wrong. Man. How about this one? Monk once threw a big screen television in a fit of rage. Is that real news or fake news?
Oh, that's real news.
Real news.
It is real news.
Yes.
Now, I had a right to throw that.
What are you even mad about?
All right, if you recall, we were cleaning it. We were just moving into our new office, and there was an old TV in there we were going to throw out.
Mm-hmm.
So I threw it out, and I put it in one of the dumpsters. But what happened was we weren't supposed to put it in the dumpster. So instead of our engineering department just throwing it out and putting it somewhere else, they took the TV out of the dumpster and placed it back into our office.
Right.
So it would have been easier for them to throw the TV off in another receptacle, but no.
The things
another
that make you mad.
No, they had to drag it. So they did more work just in spite of us.
Yeah.
And so
why are you putting us into it? It's all you.
Yeah.
They did that to you.
It was our office. Anyway, so I walk in the office the next morning. It's there. So I don't know what I did. I think I might have flung it a few feet or something. But
you blacked out in anger and just like chucked it.
By the way, can we get to the last one on this, please? Because that is making me laugh so hard.
Which one?
On this page.
The next one?
About Todd.
Oh, the last one. Go ahead. Go ahead. You do it, Annie.
Me?
Yeah.
It's really funny.
That's so silly. Todd cannot float in water. It was so random. Is that real news or fake news?
Well, hopefully for him, it's fake news.
No! I cannot float.
Todd can't float.
I cannot float. I sink.
Yeah, and the thing is, Todd is, you know, he doesn't reveal a lot about his private life, but that was the one thing that was a shocker to all of us, that you couldn't float.
Like, can't float.
You go right down.
Still can't do it.
Oh, man.
I lay there. I try to lay there. My legs go first, and then my ears fill up with water. I can't do it. Can't float.
Oh, no, man. No. That's great.
Sorry. You don't win anything, but you wouldn't have won anything if you won anything.
Todd, I want to do one more because there's one that Annie's going to get angry at doing it, so I want to do this.
Okay.
Or which one?
The second one on page.
All right, so let's go to... How about we go to six. Let's go to Tony.
All right.
Yeah. Tony and Mary.
Yo!
Hey, Tony!
What's up, Tony?
Tony.
What's going on? You guys seem awfully chipper for people that aren't going to have an income in a little while.
Dude, we're so slap happy at this point.
All right.
I wish you all luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Would it be more entertaining that we just cried for the next 2 days?
Yeah, that would. Well, who wants to hear that?
I think that's what we're going to hear next week.
All right.
The sounds of angels next week. All right, so this one is Monk again trying to get Annie in a situation where her husband leaves her. All right, listen. Annie's husband mentions Annie in his college basketball coaching bio. Is that real news or fake news?
That's real news.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Oh, man, no.
Can you believe that, Tony?
Right. He got in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Monk's trying to get Annie to say something on the radio so that Sean has it.
All right. Hey, Todd, maybe read that next one. That's a good one.
And then he can marry you finally, Annie. Yes.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's what Monk wants.
That would work out well.
You try to get
Tony.
Her unmarried so you can be with her, right?
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, you didn't
see anything. Yep. Yeah.
You look sexy with those glasses on.
Thank you very much.
Jay. I know I do.
All right, Tony, how about this one? Bruno Mars once said that Monk has Bon Jovi hair. Is that real news or fake news?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to go with fake news on that.
No.
Tony.
He said that live on the air that I have Bon Jovi hair, Tony.
Maybe he meant Bon Jovi's father?
Thanks.
Birds.
Playing the music that makes you feel good for Elizabeth Ports on 95.5 PLJ.
PLJ, Todd and Jade in the morning, 8:22 at 95.5 PLJ. We have a special guest in the studio with us this morning, a dear friend of the show, Phil Salerno from Children's Specialized Hospital. Good to see you again, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Thanks so much for the chance to come back in.
Is your title like Chancellor of the World now?
Yeah.
You're like the big boss over there.
Czar of Philanthropy.
There you go.
Yes.
Nice.
It's so cool to see this big, heavy title on you, though, Phil, because we've known you for a few years before. You were the president of Children's Specialized Hospital Foundation.
Yeah, if you stay long enough, they'll give you any title you want. Yeah.
Not in our experience.
So I just wanted to stop in and say thank you. I was joking with Annie, being Italian, what do? You bring food. So we brought breakfast. So there's bagels and muffins and coffee and juice and everything outside.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say thanks for everything you guys have done. Together, we've raised over $300,000. We had some great shows with John Edwards. And the more I started to think about it, a lot of what we've done has been eating.
So true, right?
We've had Dairy Queen blizzards. We've had IHOP pancakes, all part of our work with Children's Miracle Network. Annie almost mugged me in the parking garage at the New Brunswick High at one time.
Wait, how do I know this is going to come up? I was like, my only memory of Phil now is going to be when I almost like ran you over in the parking lot.
What happened?
I was running late. Of course.
I don't believe that, Annie.
With a live broadcast, and I flew into the parking garage, and Phil's like getting something out of his trunk, and then I got out. I was like, I'm so sorry, sir. And then he's like, hi, I'm Phil. I'm the, president of the hospital. I was like, great introduction. I'll see you inside. Let's go raise some money.
Was that our first year with you guys?
Yes.
Yeah, the very first year.
I got excited because there's not that many attractive women who come running up to me in the middle of a parking garage.
I'm like, who's this lady? This crazy lady.
After trying to kill you.
Yeah, too.
Well, ironically, I thought I was almost attacked by a homeless person at the Jersey Premium Outlets. There's some guy with a ratty t-shirt and shorts runs up to me and goes, Monk, what's going on? And it was Phil Salerno, but I couldn't recognize him because he didn't have his usual suit and jacket on. And he looked like he just walked out of a gym or something. He had like sneakers full falling off. It's closed.
You had sneakers falling off. I really don't believe that to be true, Phil.
That's why I was shopping. It's even worse than that. I saw Monk pulling up looking for a parking space, and I'm with my son, and I'm like, I think that's the guy from PLJ. And I'm thinking, I must be imagining it. Why would he be from Rutherford down here in Jackson or wherever they are? But sure enough, it was him. So
that's great. Aww. Well, we appreciate you bringing food. That's so nice.
So I just wanted to say thank you. You know, 37,000 kids all benefit from the work that we've done together. When we started our partnership, there were parents coming up to me going, this is the kind of thing I always thought we should be doing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for you helping to raise the awareness of our hospital and all the work that we've done, I just want to say thanks for helping all the kids.
We certainly wish it was a longer relationship, Phil, because it was one that, you know, you and I were involved from the very beginning, sitting in that conference room and trying to come to a meeting of the minds where what we could do together. And you guys have just been an outstanding partner, and we have a ton of respect for you and the entire staff and everything that you do for the kids who, you know, hope they never need you, but when they do, you guys are family, and you're family to us as well. So thank you for everything, Phil. We appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
No, we appreciate you.
Aww. I almost got teary eyes.
Jeez, Alex.
This is the beginning of the tears. I'm at a party I don't want to be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie at.
Two at 95.5 PLJ with Todd and Jane in the morning, Annie and Monk, the entire crew, Christina, the phone screener. As the PLJ era winds down, fans of the station have been writing and calling in with well wishes. Checking in right now, the 56th governor of the great state of New Jersey. Please welcome Governor Phil Murphy to the show.
Hey, Todd. How are you?
Good morning, Governor. How are you?
I'm doing okay, but I'm sorry to see you folks leave the stage.
Yeah. Us too. Anything you can do about that? Or
Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking into it as we speak. Yeah. You all have been really good to me, and more importantly, you've been great to Jersey for a whole lot of years, and we're going to miss you a ton.
Well, you're really nice to call. And the governor joined us last year down the Jersey Shore, which was a big deal for us. And it's been, what have you been in office, year and a half?
About coming up to that, about 16, 17 months. And so far, so good. But that was a great, that was one of my highlights at Jenkinson's and Point Pleasant. And
that was fun.
I hope somewhere, somehow down the road, we can re-up that gig together.
Well, if my resume comes across your desk,
be kind, huh?
I do a lot of things. I can help out around the office. I can empty the trash cans, do whatever you need.
We'd love that, Todd. I think we need you more in Washington, with all due respect. Could you send one down there as well?
Nice. Can we talk about the real hard issues, though, potentially about that recreational marijuana, if that's going to be legal in Jersey?
Oh, here we go.
I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah.
I hear you. It's taken way too long. I'm frustrated as heck. It'll come, but it's taken a lot longer than it should. And we talked about this last year. There's lots of reasons to do it, but the biggest one is we have the widest white, non-white gap of persons incarcerated in America, and it's overwhelmingly due to marijuana offenses. We'll arrest literally 600 people this week in New Jersey, and most of them will be persons of color. So we got to fix it. It's unacceptable. The status quo is not working.
And you're saying that's for marijuana charges?
That's for marijuana.
So what happens if marijuana becomes recreationally legal? I don't know how this works in Jersey. Yeah. Does that mean like all the people who are in jail for weed get free?
Yeah, so what the bill that we almost got passed a couple of months ago, and I hope we could still get another crack at it. Again, it's really frustrating. It would have expunged. There was an expungement process for everybody who had a marijuana record, and included, by the way, also vacating persons who were actually still in the system. There were processes in place for all of that. It would have been historic.
Interesting.
I still hope we could do that.
That's so fascinating how that works.
When the governor said crack, he just meant they had a crack at it. This is about marijuana.
Yeah, crack addict.
Crack is still illegal.
Crack addict.
This is about adult use marijuana.
That's in 2024.
Right.
I hope we do it sooner than later.
Well, Governor, we appreciate the call. You're very nice to check in. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Listen, you guys are the best. I wish you nothing but the best, and you've made a real difference in our state.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
8:35. I wasn't kidding about the resume.
Same. You get Todd, Jane, Andy, and Monk. Falling too fast to prepare for this.
Thank you.
heard of the great freckle freakout? Trying to say that three times fast. Todd and Jade on PLJ. Yeah, look at your wrist right now, the outside of your wrist. If you see one lone freckle, you're not alone.
So weird.
Right now, there's tons of people online freaking out because they're discovering they all have that one identical wrist freckle.
So how this happened was, I guess someone tweeted out, it's so crazy, I have this freckle on my wrist. And it was like, me too, mm-hmm. so do I. And then you realize that everyone has a freckle on their wrist, which I thought was total hooey until Monk rolls over to me and goes, look at that freckle you have right on there, your wrist.
Right, oh, I thought it meant we were smarter or something.
Right, weird. Is it like all the right, is this the thing that binds us, by the way?
This is it.
This is what we're talking about, comparing body parts. It's on the second to last day. Yeah. PLJ.
Sign of the devil.
I got freckles everywhere.
Yeah, you don't count, Todd. You're a freckle freak.
Is there a specific arm, though, that it has to be?
That's not nice. You're freckle shaming me?
Yeah. It's just anywhere in your wrist area.
Anywhere on the back of your arm.
Yeah.
And you got no, right it's there. On the wrist. Wrist it's got to be the wrist.
On the wrist area.
The wrist area, yeah, I got it.
Not forearm.
Not forearm.
No. Not can't venture no. up.
Wrist.
And they're right saying it's probably a thing because your wrists get the most sun and freckles get darker with age and the more sun they get. So they're saying there is probably a reason for it.
Show me your freckle, Annie. What you got?
I don't know if it's really wrist or forearm. It's right there.
Where is it?
Questionable.
Right there.
No, that's wrist.
That's your wrist.
That's wrist.
Why can't it be something cool? Like, you know, like your second toe is longer, so that means you're smarter. I got that.
I heard that too.
But that's bogus. That's
Give us something to believe in.
Genius toe.
Yeah. Genius toe.
This can't be real, right? Like, what about Christina?
We all have it.
Christina, get your booty in here.
Christina.
Here she comes.
Oh, you know she's got freckle.
Bring it in here.
She texts us if you have it. 95955.
Christina? Tell Todd what you got.
I got a freckle on my wrist.
Okay, yeah, that works.
What does that mean?
What are you talking about?
It's almost straight in the middle, on both sides.
Wow, you're a freak.
I am special.
All right. Jade is ripping people into the studio.
There's three people standing outside our studio right now. Everyone has a freckle on their wrist, although John Fox...
Does he or does he not?
...says he does not.
Ooh, oh, no, John!
I don't think he does! Monk, it's all hooey.
Wow. Freckle, again.
He did before he went to Entercom. I think he did.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you know what? I sold it. It is what happened. That's what I did. I sold the freckle.
Freckle can.
But it catch me up to this. I missed the whole story.
Everybody's got one freckle on their wrist.
Review it for you. Yeah, everyone has this freckle on their wrist except you, apparently.
Yeah, Annie, look though.
One.
Look through the arm hair and see if you see a freckle over there.
So what's the meaning if you have the freckle or not?
I guess everyone has it, is what they're saying. This is an article in Time Magazine as well, by the way.
So he's got one on the top of his hand. Does that count? Like up here?
It's the wrist area.
It says that's the top of your hand is not your wrist. If your forearm is not your wrist,
but look at it. Look where it is.
He's got one.
He's got one.
He's one of us.
He's got one.
He's one of us.
I'm going to try to scratch it off now.
No.
You think every person in the world really has a freckle on their wrist?
Well, yeah, that's makes what this sense. Like Todd said, if that's always sticking out to the sun,
right?
And unless you're Todd, who has like just covered in freckles,
I'm covered.
You got freckles everywhere, Todd.
I have freckles on my.
Are you trying to get him to show you the freckles?
Yeah,
he's got on his body and other places. It's not strip poker.
I got one that's really cool.
Soul sisters, let me hear your flow, sisters.
Mr. Maniac.
PLJ 852. We're actually going to make way a little early today because they're doing the reunion extravaganza throughout the day. Today, so they're bringing back, you know, folks that used to work here and, you know, sharing memories and doing that stuff. So they want to start that at 9.
There's like lights, camera, action. There's balloons around. Black balloons, by the way, which is very appropriate.
Did they see that you took we took some of the balloons out of there?
I think they made more balloons.
They did.
Yeah, to fill the space. And did you see how handsome Race Taylor, by the way, looks today?
Race always looks handsome.
Can we get Race in here?
Yeah, although we have Marianne, who works in our traffic department.
Over here, girlfriend.
She's the longest tenured employee ever at PLJ. Hey, Marianne.
We gotta put that microphone up. There we go.
I want you guys to sign this.
What is that?
Oh.
It's a white t-shirt?
It's a white t-shirt that I got from the ABC Radio Networks. I don't even know when.
You have to buy
I did not. It was a Christmas gift, I think.
What's oh, good. Excellent.
Traffic director of the year she got. What year did you get that, Marianne?
I have no idea.
How long have you worked here, Marianne? How many
1981.
Years?
1981.
I wasn't even born yet.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
1981.
June 29th.
That's crazy.
And you're out looking for another job, right?
I am.
So, which is so crazy. And people don't understand. We talked about this earlier on the show, too. There's so many people that, you know, you haven't heard of or don't know, maybe, because they're not on the air like we are. But so many great people are behind this radio station.
Absolutely.
And it allow us to do what we do every day. So, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, thank
my
you.
My pleasure.
You're the best.
Thank you. If you could put that on my LinkedIn account.
Marianne, I'm tired.
How are you feeling?
Sign in.
Are you doing okay? You doing
I'm
good?
I'm a little numb.
Yeah.
But like Mitch Dolan, you know, quoted Dr. Seuss, and everybody's re-quoting him, is, you know, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. And it's what I wanted since 1975, so
aww.
I got it.
I mean, with all due respect, if anyone else quotes Dr. Seuss, I'm going to lose my mind.
I know.
I haven't seen that quote for 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay, smile because it happened. Like, all right.
It's easy to say when you don't work here anymore.
Yeah. Well, we love you so much. And
thank you.
Thanks for popping by the studio.
Yeah, thanks for calling me and goodbye.
Yeah.
So tomorrow will be our final show, so we'll just sort of turn it over to the audience, and if you guys want to call and participate, share memories, and you know, do whatever you want, we'll reminisce a little bit and play some classic stuff.
Yep.
And just have a good time, because you know, you get 4 hours left.
I know.
That's
isn't that crazy?
That's the way to do
it. God, that's so crazy.
Is there anything we should say to each other, like to get really mushy and just tell each other we love each other? And
tomorrow.
It's been such a wonderful
save that for
six
tomorrow.
5-6 years, whatever it is.
I'm just
together. No.
Not today.
See you, suckers.
Not today.
Have a good day. We'll see you back tomorrow. Peace out. Bye.
95.5 PLJ.
Todd and Jade.
Right now, traffic.
Let's go to the Hudson River Crossing. This one by Banana Boat Sunscreen. You know rainy days won't stay, so visit Amazon.com to order your Banana Boat Sunscreen today at the beach or just playing in the yard. Banana Boat has your family covered this summer. Banana Boat protects you from the sun, so you can say yes to outdoor fun. So inbound at the George Washington Bridge, 40, the heaviest for the tunnels, 35 for the Holland from the Skyway. Bell Parkway eastbound exit 21B, and the Bruckner's been very tough. Westbound, 278, going into the Deegan, could take about 40 minutes. Your Deegan traffic starts at Van Cortlandt Park, goes down towards Yankee Stadium. This one by Taco Bell. When you had a morning, let Taco Bell make you breakfast for just a dollar, like the $1 grilled breakfast burritos filled with fluffy eggs and your choice of bacon, sausage, or potatoes, only on Taco Bell's morning value menu. I'm Christina Lang with Todd and Jade on 95.5 PLJ.
Todd and Jade in the morning.
95.5 PLJ.
Airchecks.com.